crossfade.
I was like,
crossfade.
I was like, what?
Oh man! All right, we're recording. We're live. Hello, internet. I'm Rick.
I'm Sam.
I'm Chris.
All right, and today we're going to go over a list of newsworthy items, I guess, and a holiday binge list to watch during the Thanksgiving holiday.
If you don't happen to be into football.
That's right.
Or if you are, so
I'll be watching the holiday binge list. there's one thing I was going to mention to you guys, and it's kind of been bothering me since this is for a couple weeks now. I listened to this podcast, and not this podcast, another podcast.
Okay.
And they were talking about this thing, and I'm just going to throw it out there. A handkerchief, okay? They were talking about people actually using them for, I guess, their actual initial purpose, you know, to kind of blow their nose and...
Yeah.
And instead of it being, like, a decorative item. Am I just the only person that's, like, completely disgusted by the idea of using, like, a handkerchief? Blowing your nose. I know, but
you can't spring this on us unexpected.
I know. I was just thinking about this when I happened to glance over.
So,
I saw my Danzig handkerchief over there.
That's weird because I just blew my nose on that.
But
that's exactly how I remember everyone using handkerchiefs.
It seems to me like that shouldn't, like, you know, blowing your nose and then sticking it in your pocket and carrying around your own snot is, why not use, like, a Kleenex?
Well, for starters, Kleenex are a relatively modern invention.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I'm
saying, handkerchiefs have been around for centuries.
But I'm saying, like, now, today, using a handkerchief.
I haven't seen anyone use a handkerchief
in
a long time. But, I mean, I remember specifically
getting a knife full of green
and red from my one history professor.
My dad
carried a handkerchief.
Really?
Yeah.
But not now, right?
No.
No. Okay. And I don't think I've seen anybody recently do that.
No, since it's been since the 90s.
Yeah.
And that was
probably
even then a carry over to an earlier time.
Right.
But, I mean,
you put it in your.
I don't know at what point Kleenex became. Or tissues.
Commonplace. Or
became so.
But just for sanitary reasons, I think people wouldn't do it. But they're talking about in this podcast, like.
3 out of 4 people were smoking cigarettes in the 90s. So,
yeah,
I mean,
health
was the biggest.
Yeah, but today, I mean, you wouldn't see. I mean. They're talking about using handkerchiefs now. That's the idea and the concept that horrified me.
I mean, I don't really understand. There's not really any difference. I mean, so you like blow your nose or something like that.
But then you're carrying around your own snot in your pocket.
You're carrying around your nose.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, okay. You go to the bathroom, you wipe your butt. You don't take that.
Well, that's
and
totally different. That's complete waste, though. I mean, that's you're dealing with like food waste, though. I mean,
maybe it's not completely. Exactly
look, it's
the same,
I get it. I mean, but you don't. It's not like you're using every ounce of the handkerchief to blow your nose, and I don't think it's when you have a cold. I think it's for the occasional thing.
You sneeze, you
wrapped it up, and you put it in your pocket. And then, you know.
Because is it more disgusting to sneeze in a handkerchief or more disgusting to sneeze on your sleeve?
But it's different things, though, I think, because I think people actually blow their nose in a handkerchief if they use it for its intended purpose, right?
Okay. You blow your nose, fold it,
as opposed to
the boogers are inside, and then when you get home, you put it in the washer. It does.
Yeah, but that's you're carrying around all day.
I mean,
only if you sneeze at the beginning of the day.
Before you go home,
then you've only had to make it a little ways. And it's not like there are people going around blowing their nose constantly. It's in case of emergency, you've got a little piece of fabric to.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't. Can you see yourselves ever walking around with a handkerchief?
Yeah.
For any reason besides being decorative?
No. I mean, yeah.
Really? The reason why it was decorative, you know, and it was in your suit. That's why you're like, okay, I need a handkerchief. It's right there. Just woof, boom.
And blow your nose in it.
And blow your nose, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, me personally, I never know when I'm going to have to surrender or something, so.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. I can see that. I can Never surrender! That's a whole other usage I didn't think of.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't use it for its intended purpose, but and I give up a lot. What can I say?
Yeah, I don't think I want
to. I was just horrified by the whole discussion. I was just like, I'm like, oh my God, people are using handkerchiefs for.
Have you seen the video they're doing on the radio program that I don't know who taught him to poop? But he's been doing it wrong his entire life.
Like sitting on a toilet backwards or something?
No, it was like they mentioned something of, I don't know, I don't remember the context. I just remember him saying, well, you get poop on your hands every day. And then the other lady being like, what are you talking about? Yeah. And you know, you poop into your hand, and then you
like, who told you that?
Well, who poops in their hand? Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I do not want to shake hands with that guy.
I
know.
I just want you all to remember, too. Yeah. His vote counts as much as yours.
That is true. That is very true. Wow.
Yeah.
So I wonder how you even can, like, because there had to be some point in his life where his parents, I would think, this is a whole family of hand poopers.
Could be.
That's because,
hey, because you know what? I have ran into a person.
Oh, no.
Who, when they're at, instead of using like the toilet paper, you know, if you're at a public restroom, you don't really want to sit down, so you take the toilet paper and put it on the seat. So
yeah, build a nest. You build a nest. Right? Yeah.
Well, instead of using toilet paper, there was an individual who was using the paper towels
to build a nest.
To build a nest, and then trying to dispose of the nest. While at the toilet,
so he was a serial clogger.
Oh yeah. Man, I've seen the remnants of paper towels and toilets that appear to be clogged in public areas, and I thought that's probably what was going down.
Yeah,
somebody was doing that.
So it's my
thing. I just want you to know that working in the world's largest in store retailer. I've seen some shit.
I bet you have. At one point, I was working at a popular Mexican restaurant that no longer exists.
Chi-Chi's?
Maybe.
It could be. They can't sue you.
I can't. That's true. They can't. I don't know. They still have salsa at the stores somehow. But I think it's owned by
somebody else. Someone else. Yeah, that's independent of the restaurant. Right, I've eaten their salsa. It hasn't made me sick.
No, that's true.
I haven't eaten their restaurants. It has.
There was this one time. I've seen something that I've never seen anywhere else in the bathroom, and it got so crazy because they used to have a Polaroid camera that when it was someone's birthday would take pictures of them, you know. So somebody went into the bathroom and took a picture of this because it was so unbelievable.
Okay.
This there's no other word for it. Turd. Okay.
Well, there's lots of words for it.
So there are. Yeah. It was so large in circumference, not length, mind you, but circumference, that it went down, and I'm making this the hand gesture that no one can see, then it just went down and just went right inside, clogged the toilet.
Oh, wow.
Like there was nothing else.
Yeah.
And it was just that single saw, it was like a horse.
Yeah.
Like just right in the toilet. I don't know what was going on there.
I have a similar story of. I went into the stall right as this person was exiting the stall, which already I didn't like. It was just a bad timing. I went to go to the door. Oh, I got another story I'll tell you. It just happened this past couple days ago. So it was like, you know, you go to check the door and the person comes out right that moment. And then you're like, this is uncomfortable. I don't know why I was doing the Jeff Goldblum. But anyway, you know, at that point, you know, in for a penny, in for a pound. And so you're just like, well, okay. And I go to go in. The toilet hadn't flushed yet. It was an automatic toilet flusher thing.
Oh.
And he was coming up way early. That's why I didn't know, because there was no flush sound. And there was just this moment of where I saw something similar to what you're talking about, except it was laying sideways over the hole. And I'm talking circumference at least of a can.
Of a can.
Like a Coke.
Okay.
But longer. And the toilet begins to flush, and it just kind of snaps in two a little bit, yeah. And that's it. There's no... It doesn't give.
There's no give, yeah.
The power of the flush can't even cause it to swirl slightly.
Yeah.
It just sits there, taking the full brunt of this of this wash. And there was just this moment of where the toilet then gives up.
Yeah.
And then it's just still there, and you're like... I'm gonna go up front to poop, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna add my poop to this stew. No.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So the other night, I go walking into the restroom. All right. I don't have to poop.
Yeah.
I only have to pee.
Yeah. Yeah.
I walk into the restroom. I go to the urinal. There is a coat hanging from the stall door.
Okay. Got it.
Which is open.
All right.
And I'm like, oh, well, someone's about to come out. And then I hear, and I'm like, look at this alpha MF-er right here. He's pooping with the stall door open.
Right.
He does this.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, well, I don't want any part of this.
Yeah.
So I pee real quick. I go to wash my hands, and I see movement at the bottom of the thing. And I notice his feet are not facing the way you would think someone's feet would be if they were pooping, but he was still making poop-like noises. And I was like, what is going on? I didn't want to get a better look.
Yeah.
However, my eyes trail from where his feet are to, is that a bare ass? That's a bare ass. The dude was wiping himself in the doorway.
Oh,
I didn't see the actual wiping. Like, I didn't see any poop. I just saw sideways... bare ass, like the side of it, but he was still making groaning noises, like there was something like there was something terribly wrong. I don't know, maybe his butt was incredibly sore.
Yeah.
I don't know what was going on.
Like, regardless, spicy food the night before.
Regardless, he was doing all this with the stall door open, and that is a comfort level of your pain that I'm not ready to share.
Right. Wow. Yeah, that's
still that. I will go to my grave as probably being able to say that is the most alpha male thing I've ever seen someone do. Yeah.
Or just disturbing thing I've ever seen. I don't know.
Oh, no. I've seen worse. I've seen the guy that... this doesn't involve public nudity, but I saw the guy who waddled into the bathroom like a penguin leaving a trail of diarrhea out of his pant legs.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah, that was awful.
Yeah.
I've seen some shit. It's bad.
That's the title of this podcast. I've seen some shit.
That'll literally be the title.
Yeah,
There you go. All right.
Like, I have my own form of PTSD, which isn't like real PTSD because it's not really traumatic, but it's toilet.
Yeah, toilet traumatic.
Post-toilet stress disorder.
There you go.
Yeah. You go through there and...
Yeah.
Wow. Not how we intended to start the podcast for the Thanksgiving binge list, but there you go. So maybe not eat this during dinner, but... You know,
where you eat this?
Eat or listen to this.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, you can eat.
I've been consuming podcasts completely wrong.
Exactly. You've been. You need to ingest them.
Wow.
All right. Well, I guess on that note, maybe we should begin. I don't know. Where else to? How about something that's not crappy?
All right.
Okay.
How about The Mandalorian?
Two of the three of us have seen.
I know
both episodes. Yeah.
Well,
I'm getting there.
You're getting there. Yes. In fact, this is on Sam's binge list, right?
That is right. Yeah. The Mandalorian is on my binge list for this upcoming day that we give thanks. So I give thanks that we get The Mandalorian.
I'm giving thanks for The Mandalorian because I'm going to make a bold statement here.
All right.
That is my favorite hour of Star Wars since 1980.
I completely, totally agree with you because I texted somebody earlier today, in fact, saying this is the most Star Warsy thing that I've seen since the last five movies.
Be honest with you, there's enough of Return of the Jedi that I'm iffy on.
Yeah.
That unless a bunch of Ewoks come out in The Mandalorian, I'm good. This is good.
It's very good. It's got the whole, I mean, it feels like Star Wars to me. Like, just watching it and just, it's crazy.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it is very, very good. And
the guest stars.
Right, right.
Nick Nolte.
Yeah, yeah.
He's fantastic.
He is awesome. I have spoken. that dude is just like the character and everything. It's just so...
Everything seems real. And you know what?
Yeah.
Here's a little thing. And I get that they're in the Outer Rim, so it would be the same, but that's... the alien species we've seen before. Whereas, like, in The Force Awakens, it's like a whole new list of aliens.
Right, right.
Like, I like seeing the continuity of having races that I recognize.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Oh, so good. But let's talk about their guest stars. Brian Posehn.
Yeah. Yes, that's right, yeah.
Horatio Sanz was the blue alien.
Oh, that's right.
Obviously, Nick Nolte, we already mentioned.
Yeah.
Werner Herzog.
I know. Who's amazing. Yes. No matter what he does, you just have him talk for five minutes, and it's, yeah, so good.
Is there any others?
I think those are the big ones. Those are the big ones, yeah. It is the best Star Wars that I've seen. And, like, forever, I think. I don't know, just watching, I was like, man. And I was kind of, when I started watching it, I was kind of giving it the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
You know, waiting to be, eh.
How about this? I get, spoiler alert, Sam.
All right,
spoiler. They reference two things from the Star Wars Holiday Special.
I saw the Boba Fett thing with the...
The stick, the electric thing. And then he also, the blue alien, says that he was hoping... That he'd be, free at during Life Day.
Yes, which
is the holiday.
Right, right. Which is awesome.
Yes,
that is awesome. So, like, actually acknowledging, the holiday special.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And with CGI, that means they could bring B. Arthur back.
Dude. How about Jefferson Starship?
Yes.
Yeah, I think they. We should bring them back.
Yeah, but I don't think they're dead. They don't need CGI.
That's true. I guess they're not.
They really could. Really.
They could really be
probably, on there. Probably $18.50.
They could be the Cantina Band or something like that show up in the background. How do you feel about it being not released all at once like a Netflix show? I actually like it better, I think. Because it gives me time to digest the episode.
Yeah. There's advantages and disadvantages. It's nice when you have something that's bingey that you can just sit and watch all of. At the same time, with the schedule I keep, I don't have time to binge as much as I would like.
Yeah.
So there's sometimes where people are just like, get things spoiled because I've seen two episodes of an 8-episode thing that's all released, they think.
Yeah. But I think it seems like though too, though, I think when they're kind of space out the episodes like this and you have time to digest them, that the episodes seem to have more weight. I think when you watch, like, cause like some of the, like, for example, like the Marvel Netflix series, when those would come out all at once, I would binge like the whole thing, like in that weekend that it came out.
Yeah.
And then
it wouldn't last long.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like, oh, okay.
And well, we're done.
Yeah. We're done. And I'm like, what happened that episode? I don't know. They all kind of blend together.
You know, I see that.
Whereas this is like, man, I can tell you pretty much what happened in episode two, and I mean, there's only been two episodes, so.
Huh. So you do you think that how network television, you think the streaming services are kind of taking notes from network television and TV?
I think Disney Plus is.
My personal opinion, and this is just with my personal insider information. Which is none. With The Mandalorian, with Disney Plus, they're launching the series. They're launching the channel, and right before Rise of Skywalker comes out, so this keeps a Star Wars interest leading up into the Rise of Skywalker. It also gives them a chance to start releasing their individual shows. Whereas Netflix has an army of shows it has that it releases. Disney's announced them, but they're not even done filming them all. So this allows them to, hey, we're going to do it week by week by week. Listen to this. Hey, you're done with Mandalorian. Guess Friday now is time for WandaVision. Whatever it might be.
Because they're handling the world according to Jeff Goldblum the same way.
Yeah.
Where it's an episode at a time.
Okay.
And I like that, though. I think it just, I don't know.
I really only have a couple complaints about Disney Plus right now.
Yeah.
The fact it doesn't remember where you are.
Yeah.
That's annoying. That's a design flaw. They have to fix that.
Yeah, I think I just found that out today, actually.
If you're watching a movie, though, mm-hmm. and you go back to that movie, it'll pick up where you left off.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're right. It won't be like, this is what you were watching or whatever. So it doesn't keep track of that. But, I don't know. In general, I like it. I like everything that's on it. Some stuff that I was going through.
We got to see Disintegrations.
Yes. We did see Disintegrations.
Never saw Disintegrations before.
Yeah. I like seeing the... it wasn't IG-88, it was another
IG-11.
I liked actually seeing one of those droids in action.
Yeah.
And that was pretty cool.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great running joke of initiating self-destruct.
Yes. That was...
But yeah, it was very, very good.
Yep.
I hope we see more of IG-11.
I do too. I hope so.
Oh, that's the other Taika Waititi.
Yeah.
That's who that was.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool. I got to say, John Favreau. He's pretty talented, I think.
He is.
In general. Like, everything he's done, everything he's touched has been pretty good in general.
Yeah.
Iron Man kicked off the Marvel Cinematic Universe, if you will. And it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mandalorian, good. I think that's one definitely added to everybody's binge list.
Yeah, especially since you can get it done in an hour and 6 minutes or so.
Exactly.
Yep. Because they're like,
yeah,
the long one was 36 minutes.
That's true. Yeah. All right. So, what's another good show to binge?
Watchmen.
Yes.
And who's watching The Watchmen?
Sam and Chris.
Sam and Chris are watching The Watchmen.
I watched the first episode.
Two out of three.
The first episode was really good. I liked it a lot.
If you like the first episode a lot, you should be in because they have progressively got better.
Yes. Really?
Oh, my gosh. This last episode.
Really? Oh, man.
It was so good. It is fantastic what they're doing, keeping the spirit of the comic book alive while not telling the story of the comic book at all. It is a dangerous path to tread, and you can see that if you look on Rotten Tomatoes. The audience score is like a 45.
Really?
Even though the critics' scores, because it got downvote brigaded because it wasn't.
Oh, because. Yeah.
And you couple that with the fact that it's talking about race relations, and then so you've got a bunch of angry white people who have to hate everything that.
Yeah. I could kind of
see. There's no such thing as race relations and stuff. We ought to be getting along. Have you looked outside?
Come on.
The most recent episode, like again, I try to remain as spoiler free as possible, starts with the origin of one of the characters in it, who it's kind of implied that he's got something special about him, the Looking Glass character, and that he can tell when people are lying. But that's not really necessarily a superpower, you wouldn't think, but it shows that it kind of is. And it's a remnant of the event, the Ozymandias, the alien squid event.
Mm-hmm. Really?
He was in Hoboken, New Jersey during the time in a House of Mirrors. And I won't get into the whole why he's in the House of Mirrors or anything like that, but the mirror kind of shielded him from the psychic blast enough that he lived. So he walks, it shatters all the glass in there, and he walks out, and you see all the dead bodies in New Jersey, even, where they've got blood coming out of their nose and out of their eyes, just like the comic book. And fades up over, and you can see the squid on top of the skyscrapers and stuff.
Oh, they actually reference the show squid. It. Wow, so cool. That is cool. That is.
In a way that Stephen probably more effective than the comic book, because the comic book, you know, is the still frames of the of the in the real bright colors and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It, oh gosh, it was so good. I absolutely love that show. Like it's so good.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really
So I need to add that to my binge list.
Yeah, it's nice too, because I don't know anything. You know, I don't know what's coming at all.
See, that's what's kind of cool.
Yeah,
that's kind of I appreciate that too, because that was kind of my fear with them doing a Watchmen series. I was like, ah, is this going to be?
And they've kind of been, they've started introducing the old characters. I mean, Silk Spectre's in it. And,
oh, really?
Okay. They've talked about Night Owl being in jail, but we've seen some of his technology.
Yes, we have.
Dr. Manhattan, obviously. And they're, rather than have the where there was the comic book that ran through the original graphic novel, where they're telling their story while still not telling the story, they're doing that with a television show about the original Minutemen called Under the Hood.
And
they'll show scenes of that run throughout.
That's pretty cool.
And Ozymandias is... That's great. Yeah. I don't even know what's going on there.
See now,
you got it.
I don't trust that lady though.
No,
the scientist lady.
No, she's creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't trust her either.
Yeah. All right, so Watchmen, definitely.
You gotta watch Watchmen.
Gotta watch Watchmen.
That's one of my binge shows.
All right. And there's also a new season of Rick and Morty.
Yes.
I haven't watched it yet.
I have,
and it's
quality seems to be still there. Ironically, the one episode has specifically due to the fact that Rick is a shy pooper.
Really?
So,
man, full circle.
Yeah, we're going full circle here. Because he gets up for breakfast, he's like, "I've got some important business." I don't forget what he said, and Summer's like. Whenever he says that and he doesn't take Morty with him, that means that he's got to go poop. He's a shy pooper. And he has a whole planet dedicated, which is beautiful. Like as far as you can see, and on the center of it are these two little steps that float there in anti-gravity that you climb up to get to a toilet so you can take a poop while looking at the beautiful sunrise or whatever.
Oh, wow.
And he gets there and someone has used his toilet.
Oh, man.
So it becomes a... Who used my toilet? Why? You know, type thing. It's pretty good.
Very good.
And then the other one has to do with death crystals, which allow you to see the way that you're going to die.
Oh, man.
But you have an infinite number of deaths possible. And
so it's a possible death.
Yeah. So Morty all sees nothing but deaths all around him, all these horrible, violent deaths, except for one that's Jessica. That's her name, I think.
Yeah, Jessica.
But that's Jessica saying, "I love you, Morty," as he's dying of old age. And so he goes, he's trying to keep that alive.
So, yeah, Rick Morty. Rick and Morty is definitely a binge list. So, what else do we have? I think we have. The Flash, the CW Flash.
Yeah, The Flash.
There's an event going on there,
right? There's an event, yep. And the Infinite Crisis event. So, right now, The Flash has been told by the antimatter that in order for the crisis to be won by the heroes, that The Flash must die.
So
you know, now Flash is and Team Flash are trying to basically adjust to the fact that the Flash has to die, and Flash is trying, Barry is trying to get Team Flash to work without him so that he can He can do what he has to do in order to end the crisis and for people all want to live. So Team Flash is trying to deal with that. We got to see a superhero die.
Oh.
Yeah. If you remember Gypsy.
Yeah.
Well,
oh, man.
There's a whole episode with Cisco trying to figure out that matter. And, you know, you had Danny Trejo guest starring.
Oh, I love Danny Trejo.
So
who did he guest star as?
Oh, he's Gypsy's dad.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's Gypsy's dad.
Huh.
So he had that all going on. And Elongate Man.
Oh, Ralph. Get out of here.
Oh, Dibney is in this?
Dibney's in it.
That's crazy. Well,
Dibney's been in it for a few years. And so now Dibney is on a case where he's trying to find a missing woman. So he's on the case, being a private eye, and he's on that case. And that may or may not lead to someone that we may know and may kind of waiting for Mr. Dibney. So we will see.
Interesting. I like the fact that they're even killing the characters like the, oh man, I was going to say.
If you had a handkerchief,
it wouldn't have just sprayed all over.
Yeah. Sorry if I got some on you there. I didn't have a handkerchief.
See, I don't know. For some reason, snot rockets are less disgusting to me than a rag of snot. I don't know.
Wait. You mean to tell me when snot rockets start shooting out and the possibility of them getting either on your face or in your mouth?
Oh, well, no. I don't know. That would be gross. Okay. That would be,
I'm just saying.
But I'm just saying, like, you know, if, like, and it's particularly if somebody has control over their snot rockets to the ability where they can just aim them in a direction, you know, in a way that, you know, I don't know.
How are you talking about?
Jim, he's pretty gifted at aiming his snot rockets.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I remember, like, in high school, we'd be walking home and I was just like, I'm like, how do you even do that? Because I wouldn't even attempt to do that because I would.
Are you talking like the farmer's handkerchief?
What, just going like,
yeah,
and just shooting it out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Farmer's handkerchief. I've never heard it referred to as the farmer's handkerchief.
Maybe it's because both of my parents lived on farms growing up. I heard
that farmer's handkerchief, yeah.
There you go. Yeah, no, just the snot rocket is.
Yeah. Kind of like,
yeah.
We used to refer to it as the ice dragon.
The ice dragon.
Does that have something to do with the cold?
No, it just has. It just. I don't know. I don't honestly remember the origin of it.
All right.
Okay. I honestly don't.
All right. Very good.
It was literally me and a friend that passed away, and I don't remember why we called it that.
Oh man. The. What were we talking? Oh yeah, the Infinite Crisis.
Yes.
And the fact that they're pulling deep and getting elongated, man, that's pretty. Well, he's pretty awesome. Well, has he been in it before?
Yeah, he's been on Team Flash for the past 3 or 4 seasons.
Has he?
Yeah.
I haven't watched since.
Maybe it has it been that long.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I haven't watched.
Yeah, has
Sue in there?
No, not yet. But that is the
one
that he's looking for.
Huh. Wow.
So, yeah.
And so, then it's only a matter of time before Boomerang kills her.
Oh, man. Then you have to have the Wonder Woman to.
No, Boomerang. Boomerang doesn't kill her.
Is it a Boomerang?
No, it was. Who was it?
The Adams. The Adams wife.
No, it was the light. What's his name?
Dr.
Light, wasn't it?
No, it was this was Identity Crisis, and you know, it was Captain but the Adams ex-wife
who killed Sue Dibney.
That she borrowed the Adams suit.
Here's a summary from DC Universe. Their whirlwind love story, however, came to a tragic end when Sue was accidentally killed by the Adams ex-wife, Jean Loring.
Mm-hmm. Because she used the Adams suit, and because she went crazy because of the fact that her and the Adam got divorced or something like that. And she was trying to, like, win him back by getting like a case or something like that, but she accidentally shrunk into she was supposed to try to scare Sue on the phone, but she shrunk too far and went into Sue's brain and hemorrhaged her brain.
Okay. Huh.
And so people were first, and that's when the whole, that's when, you know, Batman found out that Zatanna and some of the other superheroes were mind wiping supervillains and manipulating them. Hence why the identity crisis
became about, yeah.
Became about. Yeah. And that's when Dr., you know, one of the people was Dr. Light, the villain, and, you know, they had kind of brainwashed him to be kind of a lightweight villain to the Teen Titans, but he was actually like a really, really bad villain. I think he almost raped. I think he almost raped Sue because he somehow got to the watchtower.
Because I remember something like that.
Yeah.
Happening. They got pretty serious, pretty quick, and then.
Oh, it was Boomerang died during Infinite.
Yeah, Boomerang got killed by Tim Drake's father, and he killed Tim Drake's father.
Gotcha.
So yeah.
So how's Supergirl looking in this? Is she going to be on the?
No, she will be a part of the crisis, and I even think they might get Black Lightning in there.
I heard that. Yeah, I heard that too. Which is good. Which I had never understood why they even started that series without it being part of the.
Well, I think they kind of want to. They didn't want. I kind of liked it that way because I wanted Black Lightning to like kind of be on its own.
Yeah.
But it did feel like are they in the same universe? Are they doing what they do to Supergirl? Oh, we're in two different
multiverses
and stuff. Yeah. So yeah, but yeah, Black Lightning's gonna be in the crisis.
That's cool.
So it will be exciting, and we'll see what happens.
Multiple Superman.
That will be hilarious when the Atom sees Superman from another.
I already read that he's going to. They're going to acknowledge it that they look.
That they look alike. Yeah.
Oh, because he's going to be Kingdom Come Superman.
Right. Yeah. Which is awesome. That is awesome.
Yeah. And I think that I read that. Tim, the voice of Batman, Tim Conway, is going to be. Kingdom Come Batman or
Kevin Conroy.
Oh,
Tim Conway would be amazing though.
That would be amazing. I don't know why. I am so sorry. I got a picture of him and everything. Man, I need to get my comic book.
No, you're good.
Oh man,
you're good. It's easy to get names mixed up, but Tim Conway would be amazing. Yeah.
That's Carol Burnett. Like,
he'd be like Batman. He'd be Dorf.
Wow, man! How did I pull? Oh,
that's amazing.
So yeah, I think he's gonna be Kingdom Come,
and as Batman, Tim Conway. Oh, Mrs. Chavagans. I don't remember anything else Tim Conway did. I mean, I remember. His physical comedy.
Right.
I don't know. He's playing like an old man.
Batman. Or was it Batman Beyond? I'm trying to remember. Was it Kingdom Come Batman or Batman Beyond? Old man Batman Beyond.
But the thing I saw didn't have him in Batman outfit.
Yeah.
It had him in like the, what do you call it? Chin strap of some sort.
Oh, then that's Kingdom Come Batman.
That's who he's playing there.
Okay. Yep, that's Kingdom Come Batman.
It's been so long. I haven't read Kingdom Come since I was in high school, I think. No, maybe older. Yeah, regardless, it was still 20 years ago.
Yeah.
At least longer than 20 years. I heard that the Tom Bolling's not going to have that much of a role.
No, I think he's just gonna make an appearance.
Yeah, possibly like on a Kent farm or something.
Yeah. Well, if you don't put on the suit.
Yeah. I only did it once, right?
Technically, the computer did it once. the computer. They still got him somewhat into the suit. But it was computerly, digitally made. So, yeah. I'm excited though, because I'm hoping, I'm hoping they do it right. And to be honest with you, you know, growing up, I was always a Wally West Flash. So, you know, kind of learning a little bit about Barry, it was like, oh, this is nice and everything.
Mm-hmm. See, growing up, I was Barry Allen, I guess. But I wasn't as into DC as I was Marvel.
Okay.
I liked some of the DC comics I had. I tended to like some more of the off stuff, like Swamp Thing.
You're right.
That's probably the first DC comic I remember having, Firestorm.
Okay.
Some of those things. Then when I got older, I liked DC, but mostly Batman, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Mostly what I was into. I find the Flash. Here he comes. I find Flash what was that?
What was that?
Okay. Small, strange technical difficulties.
Oh, yeah.
The ghost of podcast past come to visit.
Maybe it's like a multiverse.
Maybe.
Crisis on Infinite Podcasts.
Punching through the veil.
Crisis on the new podcast.
Crisis on all of my issues. I think The Flash suffers from having 22 episodes to fill every season. That is the problem, I think, with a lot of these shows is they have to have filler episodes to make a network schedule.
Yeah.
I would rather have seen it...
Like 12 solid episodes.
I'd rather see 10 episodes of Arrow, 10 episodes of Flash, 10 episodes of Legends of Tomorrow, whatever, 10 episodes of Supergirl. That's 40 weeks. You take a few weeks off for sports events and whatever. And it seems to me that would... that would make the storytelling tighter.
Yeah, because when they had
when I fall behind on a show, and there are 22 episodes in a season, and that is the only reason I've never watched Supernatural, is because who has time to watch 4,365 episodes of television?
Me.
Yeah. I used to watch that show pretty regularly, but probably around the fifth or sixth season, I think, is when I stopped watching it, and I didn't stop it for any particular reason.
Yeah.
I just never picked it back up because I'm like, oh man, I don't want to go back and watch those. I used to love the show.
I have every season.
You have every season
of Supernatural.
I have the internet, so I have every season of everything ever made.
Have you heard of Disney Plus?
But yeah, because to be honest with you, I think you might have heard the story how I started with Supernatural was the fact that I seen it in a hotel or something like that. I seen the episode and I was like, man, this show is great. And when I went back home, my cable provider did not provide the channel that Supernatural was on.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. So I basically had to wait until the DVDs came out and watched it for three or four seasons. That was my
how you watched it.
That's how I watched it. So,
huh.
And then finally, when the
I don't think you ever revealed this to me before.
Yeah, that's how I was able to watch
Secret
it.
Secret Origins.
Yeah, Sam's
Supernatural.
Supernatural. Yep. So Supernatural has a very. I think they have a very. Their following is very dedicated. I think
I agree with you.
I think it's more dedicated than Buffy fans.
It's a bold statement.
That is a bold statement. Yeah. I wouldn't necessarily disagree with you because I think there is
because they had their own conventions.
Yeah,
that's true.
I think there have been Buffy conventions too, though, but probably none recently.
Walking Dead has its own conventions, and I don't necessarily see their fan base as being rabid.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I won't disagree because I see a lot of Supernatural fans.
Yeah, and Supernatural, like, from all the episodes that I've seen, it's really solid, I think. Really good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's as far as, like, I mean, yeah, like, as far as, like, those kinds of, series, you know, you have like Charmed.
Oh, yeah. Adam, he's doing the fingers again.
You have Charmed, which is kind of on the low end of the spectrum where it's not as good as you know, Supernatural.
You know, especially when Shannen Doherty left, but.
Yeah, but even in general, I don't think the storytelling was ever ever the key thing.
It was like, hey, how can we get the girls in bikinis?
That's exactly what that was. That was the goal of that show.
Let me ask you this. So they Charmed.
Yes.
I didn't really watch Charmed. But it was on after something I watched.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was Buffy or Angel.
Probably both, actually, at one point or another.
So the song.
Yeah.
That's the thing. What on earth does that have to do with the Coven of Witches?
I know.
It is literally a song about being a lonely English boy.
I've actually spent a lot of time thinking about this.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm like, I think instead of the sun and the air, instead of S-O-N, the creators of the show were thinking of it as S-U-N.
And A-I-R?
Yes.
Guys. It's because the movie The Craft had that song in it.
But I think it was used in that movie for the same reason.
Well, I think
they're totally misinterpreting the song. But
seriously, it's like literally has nothing to do with anything. It is the least supernatural song I have ever heard.
Yeah.
But it was on The Craft. It was like, hey, I like The Craft. So they're making a movie about three sister witches, and The Craft was about witches, so let's put that together. That's
what. But was it highly featured in The Craft?
Oh yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, it was literally the soundtrack of The Craft.
Huh.
Yeah.
But see, I'm thinking the song's completely misinterpreted by the people that wanted to include it in the movie and the show.
Well, for sure, probably.
Okay, so it says on the sun and the air. Of a shyness that is what?
Criminally vulgar?
Yeah. It's more so.
There's a club that you want to go.
Yeah.
We'll find it.
Yeah.
It literally talks about there's a club that, you know, whatever, and then you go, and then you stand on your own, and you go home, and you want to cry, and you want to die.
Yeah.
Like literally has nothing to do.
With
anything cool. It's the opposite of being cool. It is, you want to die because you're so lonely.
And you go and you're Morrissey.
And you're Morrissey.
Yeah.
You're asexual.
Yeah.
And you're...
career is basically over.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the song.
It's a good song.
Yeah, it's a good song.
But then they even had someone else making it. It wasn't even the original.
Isn't it the original? I thought it was. Maybe it's not. You could be right. I don't know. I haven't watched enough Charmed to say.
Sure. I only ever watched the theme song. And really,
the song is How
Soon Is Now.
How soon is now?
It's my...
Is that your impression of the guitar sound?
Yeah, that's right. It's like strangling a cat.
So I am the sun, S-O-N.
S-O-N.
And the air. S-O-N. The air.
Yeah.
Of a shyness that is criminally vulgar.
Vulgar. I'm the sun, the air.
I am the air of nothing in particular.
There's nothing magical about that.
No.
You shut your mouth. How can you say I go about things the wrong way? I am human and I need to be loved. I'm singing it. Just like everyone else does. So possibly, basically...
There's no real...
Maybe it's more of the fact that they're outcasts. So probably the movie, The Craft, those girls were outcasts.
Okay, that I will agree with. Charmed, it just doesn't...
Charmed was...
And then continue.
Okay.
Maybe we won't sing it. Yeah. Just give us the lyrics. Just,
shut your mouth. How can you say? I go about this wrong. There's a club. If you like to go, you could meet somebody who really loves you. So you go and you stand on your own and you leave on your own and
you go home.
And cry and you want to die.
I want to die, yeah. So, do I go on? I'm yours. I don't want to go, and you leave on your own, and you go home and want to cry. When you say it's going to happen now, when exactly do you mean? See, I've already waited too long, and all my hopes is gone.
You know what is magical about that song?
What's that?
Morrissey's voice.
And that guitar sound. And they now,
just like everyone else does.
So that's the secret, I guess. That's what I'm going to take away from that.
Yep.
That and the creators of the show have no idea what the song's about.
Yeah.
It's like, we got witches.
That's witches. What's a song used in other witch movies?
Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo.
That's right there.
Wow. All the things we went straight to. Godmother. Nice timely reference.
Yes. All right.
Which brings us to Disney Plus.
Disney Plus. Yes. And if you need to find something to binge or something to watch, I guess, on Thanksgiving break, I guess there's nothing.
Okay.
Better than Disney Plus, I guess. I don't know. There's Mandalorians on there.
All right. I'm going to go full racist conspiracy right here.
Oh, my God.
Have you seen the scene that they've taken out of Fantasia?
No. What did they take out of Fantasia?
A scene that wouldn't have been in a Fantasia that we knew, because apparently it was so bad that they removed it in 1969.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Really?
In the 60s, they removed it.
Wow. So that Holy just geez. Tells you that, yeah.
Which one is that one?
It is a scene wherein the centaur chicks.
Okay.
I'm sorry, that was not appropriate. Yeah. The centaur ladies.
Ladies, yes.
Have a, like, all of them have, like, there's a red, or there's a green one, a blue one, whatever.
They're all different colors.
There is another one that's, like, full minstrel.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Really?
That they removed, and her job was, like, to do the nails of the...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Hold on.
I guess that, like, in their wisdom, like, several years later, because when did Fantasia originally come out?
In the 30s, probably.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
40s. Yeah.
So.
But, 1940 is what this is. But what I thought was interesting is because there is old stuff that's racist in Disney films because it wasn't considered racist then
at the time.
And so there's a little warning about, you know, before they show these things.
That's from a different time.
It's from a different time, and you know that it's. You know, it's where they're being honest to the whatever, you know, the film. Sunflower is the name of the character. I'll find a picture.
That's crazy.
Or, here we go. This is going to make for some.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh, my goodness.
I remember that.
Wow. I didn't.
Wow.
I remember that. I got to see. Yes, I remember that.
Wow. Because I've watched Fantasia several times. But I've only watched it after the, obviously.
I'm going to have to see, because I have Fantasia 2000. I got to see if it's in that.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe they.
But I have seen that.
Maybe they put in the deleted two
that
stuff.
That could be,
But I have seen
that. I was never a big Fantasia fan, I'm going to be honest.
I like there's a couple things that I like in it. Just like, I like the Mickey Sorcerer.
Yeah,
Mickey
Sorcerers in the Night and on whatever mountain. Or,
yeah, those are like the big things.
I like those things, but I didn't want to sit around watching the whole movie for them.
Yeah, I mean, those are the key. Those are the things, you know, especially. Of the night on the mountain thing with the Chernobyl bog thing. That's super metal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, so there's that, and they will not release Song of the South.
Oh, good Lord, no.
Huh. Yeah. And I guess speaking of other things that they've edited, that Disney's edited.
Star Wars and Gravity Falls.
Star Wars and Gravity Falls. The Star Wars thing is kind of
now the fourth time I think they said they've edited the Greedo Han scene.
Yeah,
What? How? Why is that? That's still, I don't understand. Still, yeah. Why?
More clunky.
Yeah, I don't understand why the need to edit it though. Is it? Was there any kind of?
George Lucas.
Originally, it was George Lucas.
Well, yeah, he did it.
He didn't.
He didn't want Han's
shooting first, so I thought it was a key part of his character.
Absolutely. Yeah.
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 It was
kind of set the tone. Let you know that he's a badass. And, you know, scoundrel.
Yeah,
he's a scoundrel.
So I don't know, but Gravity Falls, that this is one that was revealed to me by my son, telling me that this the symbol on the fez of Stamp Hines was removed, apparently, so it wouldn't offend the Shriners. Even though the symbol for the Shriners, I looked it up, it's nothing like the symbol that is on the fez.
I don't get
but
it.
Do you know for sure that that's why?
That's
why the rumor I'm hearing.
But, yeah. I mean, because there's like 8 Shriners in the world.
Yeah, I don't know.
To be honest, perhaps they staged a massive 4-wheeler attack on but other than that, I don't know what are they going to do. If they each write a letter, I mean...
And I mean, to me, it's not close enough. I mean, it's closer to Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Than the Shriner symbol.
I would have thought the Goldfish Company would have been kind of upset.
That's
why I was back.
Yeah. Goldfish.
By the way, there is no creepier motto than the snack that smiles back until you bite their heads off.
Yes. Yeah.
That's true of many snacks, though.
But you know what? Yeah. That doesn't creep me out as much as the cinnamon toast squares that eat each other.
That eat each other, that yes. Pure on cannibalism.
Have we talked about the caramel M&Ms?
No.
Oh, well, yeah.
Well, the actual wrapper of the caramel M&Ms is 2 M&Ms holding a caramel one, and they've ripped it apart, and the inside is spelling out the caramel.
Wow, that is kind of horrifying.
It is.
That's like a whole other level of.
Well, because the M&Ms did eat the caramel M&M when they were trying to introduce them, and it's like cannibalism. Like, what the heck is going on? Like, only like the green M&M was not the green, but what's the smart one with the glasses? I think the brown M&M was like.
You've really
invested.
That is really disturbing.
It's
yeah. Red and yellow are
red caramel out with your innards.
Yeah, red and yellow. Yeah,
red and yellow. They're a cannibalistic group of M&M.
That is crazy. So yeah, I don't know.
Gravity Falls.
Yeah, but every single episode they had to edit. So the intro.
But I don't think they did the whole series.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I thought they said it was just the first season.
I don't. Maybe that's the only season they have on Disney Plus. Because that's the only one that they've edited, to my knowledge.
It seems of all the things to edit out, that's.
Yeah, because I mean that series in general is kind of dark.
Yeah,
you know, and things to edit out. Yeah, the fish symbol.
So, question for you: have either of you seen Song of the South?
Yes.
I saw it when I was little.
Yeah, I think I did too when I was little, but I don't have any.
It happens in the post-war South. I was too little to realize I was watching anything bad. I just don't know what's bad in it.
Well, the character they have, I forgot.
Uncle Remus?
Uncle Remus is kind of like, well, howdy ho. And this sure is fun. Hi, sis. And what you doing there, boys? And it's, I hated it then.
Okay.
I'm just a smiling like a good old boy. Yeah.
See, I don't remember him very well except him singing Zippity Doo-Dah.
Yeah, that's.
I remember the Br'er Rabbit cartoon a little bit.
Yeah.
And I like the Br'er Rabbit cartoons. So, since I don't remember him at all, that's probably why I don't remember it being.
Yeah.
Zippity Doo-Dah. Zippity,
yeah. Is the Br'er Rabbit cartoon part of Song of the South?
Yeah.
I guess I didn't realize.
Yeah. That. I mean, they still have Splash Mountain still dedicated to Song of the South.
Right. Yeah. Because just wrote that this past summer.
Yeah.
And I remember all the Br'er Rabbit stuff. I couldn't remember
Song of the South. Yep.
Interesting.
And they even have a disclaimer for Dumbo with the crows.
The crows, yeah.
Oh, really? I never even thought.
Because one of the crows is named Jim.
Jim Crow.
Oh, no way.
But I've never seen an elephant fly. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Huh. The crows are still in Dumbo, though.
Yeah, it's still in Dumbo.
Okay. Because that's a pretty memorable
one. Well, yeah. If we're going to go back real quick, because I'm jumping all around here about race, Watchmen, that Tulsa thing's crazy.
On like when you actually first episode? You're just the actual
history. The actual history of it. Because that was like an actual thing.
Yeah.
They didn't doctor up for the thing, the fact that they use private planes to drop bombs on these folks.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
It is completely crazy. Yeah. Yeah. Because I went back in.
Yeah.
Nah.
Not fictionalized.
Really? No.
Nope.
No.
Crazy.
I knew something had happened during
that. I remember hearing something. But
yeah. When you read the actual details of it, and or even, you know, it's pretty crazy, jacked up.
Plus, I think when you hear about something, when I heard about it, it was a while ago, a long time ago, and you hear, 300 people or whatever, you don't think of that as a massive number, but that's a massive number.
Yeah. Indeed.
It's crazy.
And when you compare that to the number of deaths in like a school shooting or something like that, you know, it's you know. Yeah.
I think I will fall back on the words of Jim Shooter when I say
oh my.
Thanks, Jim Shooter.
I just want to, just as a quick explanation.
With the best of intentions.
Best of intentions. Best still, of intentions. Just as a quick explanation, we were at a comic panel where Jim Shooter was talking. And at one point, he was talking about, I don't remember exactly, but the role of race in comics somehow.
Yeah.
And as he talked about the people of color in things. Sam at that point was possibly the only person of color in the room.
Yes.
And as he mentioned people of color, he looked at Sam and just gave a little hand motion.
A nod, an acknowledgement.
Yeah. And which took all of my willpower just not to laugh hysterically.
That didn't make me laugh, or make me want to laugh hysterically. Sam's reaction to it. Him turning around and just looking at
both of us. The eyebrow up was pretty amazing.
Yeah. I was like, oh, man. I'm like, oh, God. The moment you did that, I'm like, we are talking about that.
Yeah.
As soon as we got here.
I'm sure. And it was the best of intentions.
It
was an acknowledgement, but man.
It kind of reminded me of this one cutaway on Family Guy where Stewie is talking to like some sort of just a random black guy. It's like this, like, I think they're at the Civil War memorial. And he was like, hey, Stewie's like, hey, you guys kind of owe us. And the black guy's like, no, I think we kind of called it even here. He's like, no, man, I think you kind of owe us. we paid a pretty heavy price. Like, oh, no, I think we owe.
Yes, indeed. So. Speaking of paying a heavy price, some people, when they talk, they probably should just
not talk.
Yeah.
Benioff and Weiss.
Yep. They probably, you know, they had a good thing going. They had a good run. You know, Game of Thrones, which had how many good seasons? And
at least six.
Yeah. Least six. Yeah.
it was an 8-season show. I would say the fifth is where it was the last amazing season.
Yeah.
The six was really, really good. the seventh started to show some cracks a little bit, yeah. And the eighth completely fell off into
fell apart. And, yeah,
again, not the not the worst show on television by any means.
No, but not what everybody hoped for.
They won a lot of Emmys.
Yeah.
I'm trying to look up some of the things they said during this panel.
Oh, the exact words. Yeah. I guess.
So these geniuses, after coming off their high of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Had made a deal with Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah.
And a deal with Disney for Star Wars.
And like just those two things alone. I mean, you know, even just one of those. It's kind of big, kind of a big deal. Like, no, particularly, it, like, even if you just had just the deal with just Disney,
yeah,
that's like a, somebody could build a career off of that, right?
Things, here's one quote. We don't know why he trusted us with his life's work. they went on to talk about their bad first attempt at a pilot, saying it involved basic writing mistakes. And everything, script, casting, costume, being wrong. The actors they hired for the real pilot ended up developing good takes on the characters, so they essentially sat back and allowed professionals to do what they do best. They acknowledge that they have no idea why, after such a dismal pilot, why they went forward. Everything we could make a mistake in, we did.
So far, not yeah. too bad.
Yeah, yeah.
So far.
I mean, some people might perceive that as being humble, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know.
2 months before the pilot was to air, the episodes were averaging 39 minutes. And HBO made them write and film 100 minutes of scenes to meet their contractual obligations.
Oh, ooh, okay. Yeah, that's where it's kind of getting bad.
That's where it's getting bad.
Yeah.
For example, they added a scene with Robert and Cersei and realized that there was no scene with them. Dan is saying that he let the actors redefine their roles, especially Maisie, and they began writing for the actors. Dan wanted to remove as many fantasy elements as possible because we didn't just want to appeal to that type of fan. Now, you're saying this at a comic panel.
Yeah, and yeah, like the worst possible venue to say that.
They wanted to expand the fan base to people beyond the fantasy fan base, to mothers, NFL players.
What the what? Particularly NFL players.
Yeah,
that's the demographic.
No coaches.
Going for. No, just the players. Just the players. Players. Yeah, yeah. maybe they could bring, like, I don't know.
We'll try to get some fantasy tips.
Yeah. Fantasy football. Apparently, I haven't heard of fantasy football.
Were you listening to the feedback to your fans as things went along? We really did not.
Dan
doesn't see the value obvious of considering other people's reactions. Dave acknowledged that he Googled the show and it upset him. they basically made it seem as if everything that was successful about the show was an accident and not really because of them, that they were nervous, that they were didn't know what they were doing and blah, 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 blah. And as a result,
yeah,
they've lost their, well, maybe not as a result. Maybe it was going to happen anyway. And the timing was coincidental, but it appears that they've lost their Netflix show and they've lost their Star Wars movies.
Well,
so they'll be working for Troma Films soon.
Yeah.
Making the next Toxic Avenger. Maybe.
Who knows? They made enough money they could probably, you know.
Yeah, they probably did make a.
Someone's going to give them money to do something.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah, we are. I mean, I wish I could fail so spectacularly.
This is true.
With the paychecks they got for failing spectacularly.
Yeah. So.
I mean, right now, I do that for free. I fail pro bono. No,
that's
pro
right. Bono.
Well, you're not in it for the money. That's well,
true.
Are you in it for the
What else am I in it for?
Turn
it off for the Nookie!
That's completely unclear, I think.
Oh, did you see Fred Durst in that commercial?
No.
Oh my gosh. There's this commercial. What's it for? I forget. Like a used car. I don't know. It's something to insure. I don't remember what it is, but it's the concept behind it is that the car is so terrible because all it does is play Nookie by Limp Bizkit. It's stuck in the radio and you can't turn the volume down. So that is the concept behind the commercial. And as the lady like pulls up to the light, Fred Durst comes walking past the crosswalk looking at the car all weird or whatever, and then goes on his business. So Fred Durst has sold off the rights to Nookie and it basically acknowledges that would make it a terrible car if all it did was play his song.
Oh man,
that's pretty awesome. Yeah. All right. Well, was there anything else we want to add to this episode before we wrap it up?
Let's talk about a couple more binge shows. Since
yes,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Sam has a good list.
Oh yeah.
There we go. Yeah.
Let's talk about the topic.
The topic. That's right.
What I'm going to try to binge is Netflix's Dark Crystal.
Oh, yes, that is a good one. That's something I want to binge as well.
So I'm going to be starting to binge watch that. I have surprisingly, I don't know why I haven't watched it before, I've surprisingly started to watch Netflix's Castlevania.
I've heard that's not bad.
It's so far I'm only in season one, and so far it seems pretty good. So we'll see where that leads to.
Yeah, I want to watch the second season of Sabrina on there.
I want to watch the first. Yeah. Like I have so many things that I want to watch. The Expanse.
Yeah, I've heard that's really good too.
Sabrina.
Yeah,
there's this long list of things, and I just never.
There's just so many things that are coming out that seem to be so good that
right.
I want to watch The Boys on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, that's one of the best shows.
Yeah.
The Boys and Watchmen, I think,
are
they're the television version of Watchmen and The Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah,
in terms of.
And the Man in the High Castle,
I heard that's good.
I watched the first season of it, and I really liked it. But that was a while back when it first came out. But I haven't.
That's based on Philip K. Dick.
Yeah.
That's a name,
and it's
it is.
Yeah.
It allows me to say I love Dick. Yeah. what a great author he is. Blade Runner.
Ah yes, yeah.
The Android Dude. Minority Report.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah, those are just two things that you say right there. They're just pretty awesome.
Yeah,
pretty iconic pieces of.
He also, you can find video of him in like the late 70s, saying that he fully believed that we lived in a computer simulation.
Really? So yeah, that's the point where
he tells the story of a character he created. Introducing herself to him later. Like, he's like, a common theme that runs through my things is this beautiful dark-haired woman. Well, you can see it in Blade Runner, you can see it in all those other things. She came up to him to the point where, if you look this up, his son was sick. No one could figure out what it was. He went to sleep. He woke up. He went to the doctors. He said he's got this problem. Very specific, and it's going to require surgery. They didn't believe him. It was that problem and required surgery.
Like, weird.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird stuff in his life. Hmm.
Interesting.
Is there anything else we need to include that we've left off? There's the last season of Jessica Jones I need to finish, too.
Oh, yeah.
Finish off the Marvel Netflix series.
Man, I was so bad with the networks, with the Netflix series.
Yeah, that's it. I've watched every season of even the Iron Fist, which was painful.
Why?
I know. Well, because it's kind of interconnected. Just because Luke Cage was in it.
And it's funny, it's because the only seasons of any of the Netflix Marvel shows that I watched start to finish and finished was the first season of Iron Fist and Luke Cage.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Not even the Defenders?
No. The reason being is I never made it all the way through Daredevil.
Oh. You never made it all the way through Daredevil?
No.
Really?
We were watching it as a family, and then just never got 6 or 7 episodes in, probably.
Yeah.
Stopped, and just never picked it back up again.
Man, because the third season of Daredevil was so good, too. That was one of the series that seemed to almost keep getting better. Mm. Yeah. That's a shame that maybe that Charlie Cox won't be playing Daredevil again. But maybe he will. There's talk and, all that stuff.
They have to wait a certain amount of time anyway, don't they?
I think so, yeah. Mm. Yeah. There was talks about there being a movie. I don't know if that's just talk, too. Same thing with the...
Luke Cage, right?
Luke Cage. And the same thing with the... what's his name is the Punisher too. Mm-hmm. They're talking about maybe having a feature film with him portraying
the Punisher. I mean, they've got the ability to explain it all through multiverse theory.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I mean, even they acknowledged the Marvel Cinematic Universe in Daredevil. Like they referenced things that had happened, like the event with the aliens and crap like that. But I mean, yeah, it was,
but Marvel can bring them into their stuff because they can use those actors and retell the story from the way they want to.
That's true. They just and get a whole different person playing Iron Fist.
Yeah.
You know. That's still just the most upsetting thing to me. I think about those
in this world,
Marvel Netflix.
Loras.
Yeah.
Is not the...
Yeah,
well, that's all I got.
That's I think that should be enough to fill a holiday weekend. I think, right?
Yeah. One more thing. You can binge. You can binge all of my issues.
That's true.
Oh, man, I was gonna say like turkey or something like that. I was gonna. That's
our podcast.
You go back and listen to the entire archive of episodes.
For free.
That's right.
Yes.
On all of your podcasts.
iTunes. We're ending strong. On iTunes, on Spotify.
On Google Play. CastBox. Google Play. At allofmyissues.com.
There you go. You can always go to our website.
Yep, go to our website at allofmyissues.com.
Yeah. All right, I guess we should end this before it gets any worse. All right. Well, thanks for listening.
See ya.
Later.